Okay, well, today being the Chozen Biger Rebbe's Zuchus Genoz Yortzai, the Shef HaChaim, the Chozen Biger Rebbe is a great, great tzaddik, a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. I highly, highly recommend his Sfarim on Shef HaChaim. I highly recommend the great art scroll, Feldheim Sefer they put out, the Chozen Biger Rebbe, the war years and the rebuilding years, about the Rebbe's life. I thought it would be very apropos to be able to say some Torah in honor for his Yortzai, for his Neshama, Be'ez Hashem, and he should continue to be male Tzusha for us and all of Klai Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem. Before we get to the Parsha that the Rebbe talks about specifically Talmud Torah, I want to bring us to a sefer that the Rebbe wrote, Divrei Yatziv, on Maseches Brachos, and to give us a little bit of an insight of what Talmud Torah is, and that'll be a good pathway to the three short ideas on Limud Tov Parshas Chukas. Gemara tells us, Gemara Brachos Heyam and Aleph, that a person should always do battle with their Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. Lo'olam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov HaYetzer Hara, Shenem Arigzuv Al Techato. And if that works good, if nutcha mutav, if mav yasuk b'torah, if that works, go learn. If that doesn't work, go learn Torah. If that works good, if not, in nutcha mutav, if not, you kari kriyishma. You say kriyishma. If that doesn't work, the mav yasuki lo mamisa, think about the day of your death, and that'll for sure be the winner. And the Rebbe quotes the Mefarshim and says, if the yom hamisa is the one that's the big plug at the end, why don't we start with Yom HaMisa? Yom HaMisa is the punch at the end that's going to get rid of the Yitzhar fully. Why don't you start there? Lama lo nisa lo Yitzhar zu metchila, says the Rebbe. Why don't we start with that Yitzhar first? Why do you start with Torah? So he says, you know, at the end of the day, Yom HaMisa sometimes will work, sometimes won't work. It's only because Yiras HaOnesh. Sometimes the people are scared of what they're going to be punished, so then you have to think about the day of your death. But you want to be fully guarded against the Yitzhar and fully protected and fully nourished with your Yetzer Tov, he says the only way, is when the person is specifically learning Torah. When a person learns Torah, you're completely taking yourself away from the Yetzer Hara completely. And he quotes the Rambam at the end of the Sof Hilchos Yisuri Bia, that the only reason why Yetzer Hara gets in a person's head and in a person's soul is because the person's not involved in Torah. And says the Rebbe, you want to know why it doesn't start with Yasku Lo Mimisa? Because Yasku Lo Mimisa is something that will sometimes will work and sometimes won't. But Talmud Torah is the ultimate plug. It's like the Yasku Lo Mimisa is like the ninth inning. But the seven innings you need from the pitcher, Lahavdil, is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the ultimate way. The Gemara says the Kiddushin. And Dav Laman and Laman Av, it says, Barazi lo Yitzhar, Barazi lo Torah Tavlin. Hashem says, I created the Yitzhara. And the number one antidote against the Yitzhara is the Talmud Torah. And that's what the Rebbe says in Divrei Yatziv. So now to be able to say, what does that do with Parshas Chukas? The Pasuk says, the opening Parsha. Opening Pasuk to our first Parsha, Parshas Chukas, here in Chutz La'aretz. Aida Barashem Moshe Ve'Aram Lemor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor, Dabar Bnei Yisrael. This is the chok of the Torah that Hashem spoke to Klai Yisrael, speak to Bnei Yisrael, and tell them about the Paraduma. But the Paraduma is only the next pasuk. And the Rebbe in Tafshin Mem Dalet, I believe that's in 1984, said three ideas about Talmud Torah on this pasuk, on this opening pasuk. The first idea he said, such a beautiful idea. He says, you know what? At the end of the day, we have to learn Torah because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to. Where do we see that in the pasuk? Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron lemor. What does that mean, lemor? Zois chukas haTorah sheTziv Hashem lemor. The reason why we learn Torah is because sheTziv Hashem lemor. Zois chukas haTorah. You want to know why the chuk of the Torah is because sheTziv Hashem lemor, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told you to. And he quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Daled Hey Konena midirei Torah kilu notochayim in olam. Anyone who gets any pleasure, any personal pleasure from the Torah, it's like, right, and you use Torah for the wrong reasons. Not saying you shouldn't enjoy Torah, right? We know from the Igle Tal, from the Avnei Yezer's opening, he always says the ikar part of the Torah is to enjoy it. But a person uses Torah to be able to be impacted or for his own personal gain. Kilu notu chayim in olam. It's like he took life from this world. But says the Rebbe in the first idea on this pasuk, zayin lemar zoyis chukas haTorah sheTziv Hashem lemar daber b'nei Yisrael. When you learn Torah, you're doing it to be covered shemayim. Nechash minei shekadosh baruch hu tziva lasok behem rak bilti laHashem levado. We learn Torah because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to. That's the first idea. Learn Torah to bring nachas ruach to Hashem. The second idea, the Shef HaChaim, the Chozer Beger says, if you look in the pasuk, V'adab Hashem Moshe V'Aaron Lemor, it says Lemor, and then Zos Chukas HaTorah Sheziv Hashem Lemor, says the Rebbe. Why did he say Lemor twice? And that's Penine Shef HaChaim, which I'm getting these three ideas from. And if you want to look at, if you don't have the Chazal Begar Svarim, you can find it on Hebrew books. Just put in Shefach Chaim. He says, why does it say Lamar twice? So he quotes the Taz in Yoredeya, 7 Aleph, Sivkat, and Hey, he quotes the Ramah. The Ramah says that a Shochet, that someone who slaughters meat, someone who's a Shochet has to know Hilchos Shechita, Shgurim Befiv. The halachos for Shechita have to be so fluent in his mouth. So fluent. And says the Rebbe, this is exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. Zoyz Chukas HaTorah Shetziv Hashem Lemor. What is Lemor and then Lemor? That the Torah has to be Shugar Befiv. That the Torah has to be not just something that we just, oh, we have to look up, but it should be one with us. It should be in us. It should be part of us. And we have to know it. It has to be Shugar Befiv. And if it's not Shugar Befiv, we have to know that we have to continue learning. Lo Yotzei Dechavoso Kamor. And so as long as the Torah is not Shugar Befiv, our Chiv and Talmud Torah is forever. It's eternal. But says the Rebbe, you want to know why it says Lamor twice? To tell us that the Torah should be Zosa Chukos HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Lamor. Make sure that it's fluent, like you know your name and your last name, you know your address, you know your social security. Well, some of us know, I know I always have to look at my phone. Don't worry, it's not in my contacts of social security. But at the end of the day, we have to know Lamor. Torah has to be Lamor. And finally, the third and final idea, the Rebbe tells us, when we learn Torah, it's got to be B'kol Ram. It's got to be B'kol Ram. And the Gemara, the Rebbe quotes the Gemara in Erevin, Nun Gimel Medbez, a beautiful, beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says that Bruria was, let's find the Gemara, where is the Gemara? Right here. Bruria Ashkachte Lahu Tamida Tavikah Gares Belechisha. Bruria had great wisdom. Bruria came across a certain student who was whispering their studies rather than raising his voice. Batshabe, she kicked him and said to him, Lo kasav arucha b'chol shemura im arucha ben ramach evam shachav mishemers v'imav inim mishemers. The pasuk tells him, and says in Shmuel Chav Gimel, ordered in all things insecure, that if the Torah is mishemers, if it's in you, then it's going to be guarded. But if you're fully in your Torah, then it's going to be guarded. And if not, it's not going to be secure. The Gemara says the story in a braisa that Rabbi Lezer had a student who studied quietly, and then after 3 years he forgot his whole Torah. And the Rebbe says, when we learn Torah, it's got to be our whole essence. There are 248 limbs. As the pasuk says in Tehel, Lamed Hey, in Yoda, we say this in Shabbos and Nishmas, Kolatz Mosar Tomarna. Then we learn Torah, it's got to be with our full essence, and it's got to be with our speech. We can't just read it with our eyes. Says the Rebbe. When you learn Torah quietly, just with your eyes and whispering, you're going to forget it. And this is psychologically proven. You look at any study. If you want to learn something, if you want to know it, if you want to learn it and know it well, for my English, you have to know it well, it's got to be, the more you talk about it, the more it becomes part of you. Like we like to say from the Torah, from the Belzer Rebbe, Kikar v'lecha b'ficha u'bavavcha hadavar ma'od. I mean, you know, Rashi says this refers to Torah. Ramban says that refers to tshuva. B'ficha, when it's b'ficha, says the Belzer Rebbe, then it could trickle down to b'vavcha, then it could trickle down to your heart. But the Rebbe says here, Asher tziva Hashem leimor, lehotzi adibar bepeh, leimor. Make sure when you learn Torah, you got to do it with your verbalization and talking it out. And even if you're learning by yourself, you got to make sure be able to learn Torah in a verbal and a vocal fashion. And these are the four ideas from the Rebbe, the three short ideas from the Harshas Chukas, but the introduction from the Rebbe. Why the Gemara Brachas? Why Dafka does it start off with Lima Torah? Because Lima Torah is the ultimate way to be able to fight off the Yitzhar. Like Gemara tells and says in Kiddusha, Barasei lo Yitzhar, Barasei lo Torah Tavlin. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I created the Yitzhar, created the medicine against it. The three ideas in the Parsha. It's the first idea that the Rebbe said, we learn Torah because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to. We learn Torah, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem, Lemor. We learn Torah because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to, Asher Tziva Hashem, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to. The second idea, why did he say Lemor twice? Well, Moshe Aaron Lemor, and then Zos Chukas HaTorah, Lemor Dabar Menei. So why Lemor? Because he quotes the Taz, he quotes the Ramah, that the Shochet has to know Hilchos Shechita, Shogar Befiv. The Torah says that the Rebbe, that the Torah has to be Shogar Befiv. It's got to be in us, it's got to be with us. And as the Rebbe said, if it's not, we still have a Chiv Lima Torah to continue on, to be able to make Daman Tal Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be Shogar Befiv. Like I once asked Rav Shechter, I said, Rebbe, how do you become a Talmid Chacham? He says, Gemara says, you need, you have to sit and learn, but you also have to daven. You need to sit and learn, but you have to daven for Siyata D'Shemaya. That's what Shechter told me. And finally, the third and final idea, when it comes to learning, it's not just good enough to learn, you have to learn B'kol Ram. And he quotes the Gemara in Erevin, on Gimel Amud Beis, that Bruria saw a student who was learning B'lechisha, and she kicked him. Says, it's got to be with your full essence. With your full essence, says the Rebbe. Kol Atzmasi Tamarna.
And that's hinted to in the pasuk. Zoschus atar shetziv Hashem leimor. Torah, when it comes to Torah, it's got to be leimor. It's got to be with your speech. Just to end off, why is it that the pasuk, what does it have to do with paraduma and with tumah and tahara? And if Sami quotes of the Moreh Chaim HaKadosh and explains Zos Chukas HaTorah, he says, you want to know why we have tumah and tahara and the non-Jews don't have tumah and tahara? Because we have the Zos Chukas HaTorah. We have the Torah. And when we're Mekalba, the Torah says, Moreh Chaim HaKadosh, we are uplifted. We are uplifted. Even when we're passed away, our bodies, our essence, are filled with Torah, and that's exactly why when the pasuk says Adam kiyamus ba'oil Yisrael metamim ba'oil ve'enu umas ol metamim ba'oil, when a Jew passes away in the tent or in a house, there's metamim the house, but a non-Jew it's not metamim the house. Why? Because every Jew learns Torah, and when a Jew's essence is Torah, like the Maran Nida, when a Jew learns Torah with that malach, you become an uplifted person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us now going to the summer months. And we should take the Chazon Rebbe's ideas about the Limud Torah, and we'll be able to understand that the ultimate way to be able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam is Dafka Limud Torah. And on this day, on Tes Tamas, Bez Hashem for his Yahrzeit, by learning the Torah of the Tzadik should mail Tzil Shem for us, for all of Klal Yisrael, for Yeshuas and Nechamas. And Bez Hashem, we should be zochet to see the Tzadik soon, and Mashiach Zakenu Meir Amen.